Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, hello there. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hi.
Hello.
Put your remote down. Stick around for a while. See this person we got over here, this beautiful face in the place, is filling in for Portia. She go by the name of Eva Marcel.
Eva.
And over there on the opposite side of the room, we got our peeps in L.A., Heidi and Frank. How y'all doing over there?
We're good.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Good to see y'all.
HF, happy Friday.
Heidi and Frank. Later on the show, we're going to tell you why Gwyneth Paltrow is throwing some major shade at Ben Affleck. Then we talked to Omar Epps, and you know we had to ask him about Love and Basketball. We going to get a sequel or nah? We also went to the set of The World of Dance, and we talked to Neo. But first, Angelina Jolie is big mad, and she want everybody to know about it.
Oh, Lord.
What now?
Really? No more children?
Well, she's getting divorced from some dude named Brad Pitt, right?
We don't know who that is.
Yeah. Is that Stu's brother?
She can't take her 6 kids to London while she films Maleficent 2.
Why not?
Because of the divorce, there's like stipulations in place. She can't leave the country with the kids and whatnot.
Wait, she's upset that she can't take 6 kids? I go to work to get away from my kids. I'd be like, sorry, kids, can't take you to work.
Mommy's got to go to work.
Call daddy's workplace. No kids allowed.
Gotta go.
That's ridiculous. No. Why can't she take her 6 kids? She bought some of them in different countries, huh? Like in London and
she doesn't really have the receipts for those kids.
Oh.
But you got to think about it. They're in the middle of divorce, right?
Right.
So
right.
In the midst of a custody battle and trying to figure out where the kids go, I'm going to take all the kids across the world while I go to work. Yeah.
Who do you think's the cooler parent to hang out with? Is it Angelina Jolie or is it Brad Pitt? Who's
Brad
the cooler
Pitt,
parent?
I'm going to go with Brad Pitt all day.
I feel like the kids like being with Brad because Angelina's probably like, is that macro? Is that raw? Is that keto? And Brad's like, you guys want Cheetos or something? You want to get a pizza for dinner? What are we doing?
Exactly.
And she knows that. He's fun dad. So now she's like, if I have to go shoot this movie and my kids aren't there, they're going to fall in love with Brad and want to live with him and I'll lose custody.
Right.
And some of them are there at the age where they could probably choose who they live with.
They're going to be, she's on a movie set. She's going to be busy working. So it's not
she's
like
she's on a movie set. Just get her 6 stand-ins.
Yeah, she got like 20 nannies, I'm sure. They all probably have their own.
And you
own.
Would think Brad Pitt would understand because he's an actor himself and he understands that.
Exactly.
Like, yo, when you got to work,
so they're
going to
be either in a hotel room or in her trailer versus being at home around what's normal. Because mom wants to take them to work while she dresses up.
No, mom have to take them to work because she got to work. If she don't work, they don't eat.
I think they're
except
okay.
Except for the fact that Brad Pitt is my baby's daddy.
I think they're fine.
I would like to host the Jolie Pitt Kid Draft.
Big
kid. Just to see who gets to go with which parent.
Well, you didn't think it was possible, but I guess Idris Elba is getting ugly.
Ah, no!
And you getting cataracts, honey.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's hard to believe. We're going to find out what a good actor he is because he is not only going to direct, but he's going to star and do the music for The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, Tyler Perry.
But Idris is like a beautiful man.
Specimen of a human.
That's going to be a lot of makeup. He's got to have the hunch put on in his face.
I mean.
But can you imagine? Because he's the director and he's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So when he's not doing scenes the Hunchback is in, you have the Hunchback behind the camera go, could you please move to the right? You're blocking the lines.
You're
right. Remember your lines.
Yeah, but there's certain people out there who knew that role could have kind of been for them. Like Clint Howard is probably like somewhere pissed off with his fist. Ball.
Yeah.
Damn it. That was my shot.
Steve Buscemi is like, what? Yeah. I was perfect.
You could have saved on the makeup. I just had it right.
Well, y'all, it's the end of the week, so you know what time it is. Feel Good Friday. That's That's right. And over in England, a dog named Fred adopted 9 ducklings.
Oh, how does that even work?
Well, when the ducklings showed up on the lawn without a mother, the dog took them in like ducks to water.
Oh.
Nah, that's prepping dinner.
I got an update. on the story. Fred ate
that.
9 ducklings.
Oh, no. Don't take away our feel-good
Friday. No, okay, he didn't eat them. I think Fred's blind. He has no idea he's covered in ducks. God, look at his face. Ew. He's blind. Oh, that dog is like, what the duck is going on?
That dog needs a new job because he has a lot of mouths.
Yes, honey, I got to check for him to watch my 6. He's a good babysitter.
Oh, my God.
Also, they're not milking from him?
It's a boy dog. His name is Fred, Gary.
Fred, Gary.
Although Gary's probably milk guy's named Fred. I don't know.
The question is, at what point does the dog let the ducks know that they're adopted?
Oh, he gonna
never.
Let them know soon,
you
honey.
Never tell them.
You never.
The you dog loves. Say something.
Oh, when he brings them around his other dog homeboys, they're definitely gonna know that they're adopted.
Oh no, and that's when Fred goes, "No, they look like their mom."
It's good.
Right. I don't have strong
teeth. I was messing with that chicken over on Broad Street.
Oh.
I want to know what happened to them, though. Can we do a follow up?
Oh, yeah, where are their mama at?
Yeah, the mama is in London shooting a movie right now with Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Leaving
the chicks behind with the dad, you know.
All right, we're moving on. Let's talk about Chris Hemsworth. For a lot of people, he is dad goals.
Oh.
Really?
He posted a video of himself having a dance party with his 3 kids, and he wrote, "What started as a groundbreaking music video ended in a savage attack by a cowardly canine."
Listening to his future sister-in-law's song, too.
Yeah, and he played along with it. At any point, like, most people would have stopped and tried to perfect the video, but he let it rock.
Yes.
That was everything.
It looked like he had so much fun.
Yeah.
No, that's
didn't he put out a video a couple of months ago, or maybe a month ago, where he was surfing with his kids on the surfboard?
Oh,
so
yeah,
he is,
right,
like,
yeah,
the ultimate cool, awesome dad.
Yeah, family man.
You said dad goals. He's also boyfriend goals and husband goals.
Right?
Okay. Am I right, ladies?
And dogs love him, too, apparently.
Yeah, as chew toys.
Well, apparently Gwyneth Paltrow used her relationship with Ben Affleck as a lesson. Oh. Gwyneth and Ben dated on and off from 1997 to 2000, and Gwyneth revealed to Howard Stern why it didn't work out between them.
How did you know not to marry him?
Well.
You were never in love with him?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think there's certain boyfriends where you are trying to work stuff out, right? Like you're trying to heal certain stuff from your childhood. And he was very much a lesson in that way.
Why is she trying to heal stuff from her childhood with a boyfriend? That sounds like a shrink.
Is that daddy issues?
Is Gwen saying that her own father was a drunk who slept with a nanny? I don't understand.
Frank, you just never cease to amaze me. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think you can look back at people you've dated, and maybe what she's trying to say is Ben Affleck was one of those, he was the kind of guy she realized she didn't want. So sometimes finding out what you don't want is almost as important as finding out, like, what you are looking for in a potential partner.
And every relationship is a lesson for that matter.
Yes,
well, that's
exactly
true. I dated a guy in college that, like, it was, like, casual. Whenever I had sex or anything, we just dated. And I went over to his apartment one day, and he was, like, I was leaning against the couch. He said, "Can I rub your feet?" And I'm like, who's going to say no to that? So he starts rubbing my feet and sucking my toes. But, you know, like, not like the little stuff. He sucked my big toe for probably 20 minutes.
Is he dead?
Well, that was
the
that,
big,
Heidi.
The big one.
No, he's gay.
He turns out later, I found out later down the road after many years after college, they were like, "Did you know Scott? Scott's gay." And I'm like,
"Yeah."
That big toe sucking.
Him,
usually guys will nibble on the pinky and the other of the pinky.
This little piggy's sexy. This piggy's pretty much a penis.
All right, y'all. After the break, Omar Epps joins us in the studio. Don't go nowhere. More Dish Nation up next. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. Is an all-around dope dude, an actor, and now author. Make some noise, Omar Epps!
Ooh, yeah!
What up, what up?
Yo, man, welcome to the party, man.
Thank you for having me.
With Father's Day being right around the corner, man,
yes,
this book couldn't have came at a better time.
Yeah, yeah.
From Fatherless to Fatherhood. What's it about?
Well, it's about, it's chronicling my journey. It's a memoir, and I had a real moment with my son a few years ago that sparked the idea to write this book. And it made me reflect on my life, like, because I grew up without a father, and I have my three kids, so of course I'm a father now. And so it's just interesting, that transition, for any man, but for us black men, like, there's no manual. You know, there's no, I didn't have a blueprint. And so that's what sparked me to want to write this book, to share my story. And hopefully to use it, it can be used as a tool of inspiration.
And it goes beyond, like, this book, you know, like, speaks beyond, like, you know, who you are as a man. Because even everything you are in, you always give a good portrayal of a black African male. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's never been nothing I've seen you in where, like, oh, man. You know, like,
right.
Where, like...
So true.
You know, like, I mean, my man has played a doctor.
Right.
He played, like, the only person out of a robbery crew that had, like, somewhat of a conscience.
Right.
Where, let me tell you, I used to watch Juice every day before I went to school. Like, is that the movie that people gravitate towards you the most, far as, like, you know, the movie that impacted their lives?
It depends on the age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? But what's crazy is... It, you know, it's just beautiful, man, to have been a part of projects that are transcending time. Because
mm-hmm.
it's all different. Mm-hmm. You know, people talk about Jews, people talk about
loving basketball.
You know, and then there's people talking about first time felon, people talking about house. It just impacts people at different stages. Like, the youth right now was on Juice, like, it just came out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that's a tribute to, you know, Ernest Dickerson. Who directed that, you know, his storytelling, you know, I just feel fortunate to have been a part of those type of projects.
Now, if you could make a sequel to anything that you was a part of or bring something back, what would you bring back?
I don't know. You know, everybody want to love in basketball too, but that's not going to happen.
Why couldn't it happen?
Me and Gina Prince-Blythewood talked about this. She wrote and directed the film. It's like touching a classic song, mm-hmm. like trying to remake it. Like, you just kind of leave it alone. Like, you did your thing. You know, you had your moment, and just let it breathe like right. that.
Gotcha.
You can't try to remix everything. Right. Like,
so being that it's not going to happen, if you was to write the rest of the story, what they doing right now?
I don't know. It depends on which way you want to go. Because you could go like, all right, they not together, but they got a kid, and they trying to figure that out.
That sounds right. pretty realistic.
Or you can go the super fairy tale.
They
like,
still
oh,
together,
they
living
still together,
happily
they
ever
had
after.
Another kid, and,
right.
you know, something like that.
Okay, what is Q from Juice doing right now?
Q from Juice is a successful independent record company owner.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Like, he's chilling.
The pinnacle, yeah, yeah, the
yeah,
top.
He went into the business. He did his exact thing.
Q was JD, L.A. Reid.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he had his run.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He got his little label.
Yeah.
And he right now, he's trying to do, like, the urban Jimmy Iovine thing. Like,
that's
he's trying
right.
to branch out in to figure out beats or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And then
you find out that Bishop had a kid this whole time that they ain't know about.
Right.
And that kid is nice, right, on the mic. So it's like, pull him back into the music business and make sure he... do it the right way.
I think we got the plot for Juice,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Yeah. Just made this up.
Uh-huh.
Is he still hanging with Steel?
Copywritten.
Trademarked. Well, yo, man, I salute to you, and this book is called From Fatherless to Fatherhood. One time, y'all. Omar
appreciate
X.
y'all.
Single people of Southern California, are you sick and tired of swiping through your phone looking for love? Well, if you're not camera shy, we've got a TV show that's here for you. We're looking for energetic, outspoken men and women who are not afraid to find true love on TV. The show is called The Swipe is Right. To fill out an application to be on the show, go to theswipeisright.com. And don't go anywhere, because more Dish Nation after this.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Well of Dance Season 2 premieres on Tuesday, and our homie Chuy Martinez got to hang out with Neo to get the scoop on the big premiere, and he even learned some new dance moves. Check him out.
Chuy Martinez here for Dish Nation. I was wandering around the World of Dance set, and look who I ran into.
Yeah.
My buddy Neo. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I was actually about to kick you off until I realized who you were. I was like, oh, okay. He's cool, guys. He's good. Security, stand down. It's all right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I got you, brother.
Man, I interviewed you 11, 12 years ago. That was the first time ever.
Yeah, that was, in my own words, is only 12 years old.
12?
Man, yeah.
crazy. And I remember when I was doing research for the interview, and I read your Wikipedia, and I was like, yo, he's Dominican. I got so excited because I'm Dominican. And then you told me in the interview that you are...
not Dominican, no. No, not at all, actually.
Yeah.
That's the wild thing about people. Do people still not understand that anybody can go on Wikipedia and change anything at any time?
Can they?
Yeah, that's why. Listen, don't listen to Wikipedia, okay?
So season two, what could we expect, my friend?
Listen, season two is 20 times bigger than season one was.
All right.
This is actually bigger than dance, and I think it's about people and their stories of their life and where they've come to get to this point.
I was teased and I was put down and I felt that it was hard to be accepted until I discovered dance.
There's now a platform for these dancers to get up here and really show the world who they are and what they are.
This was the first million-dollar performance we've seen yet.
The talent is amazing. We've done some different things with the stage and whatnot. J-Lo's prettier, if that's even possible.
How is that? How does that happen?
It's Benjamin Button is what it is. J-Lo has the Benjamin Button and she ain't telling people. I'm letting it be known right now. J-Lo got the Benjamin Button because as she ages, she gets cuter. It's not fair.
Brother, I saw a billboard on Melrose. I almost crashed my car.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
I think I know which billboard you're talking about.
Bruh.
Similar situation.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beyond. And Derek's cool. Yeah, but J-Lo, though. No. Yeah.
Now, Derek is pretty, too, man. Derek is a pretty brother.
Derek is a very beautiful man.
You know, I'm a confident dancer.
Okay.
I'm pretty good. You know, weddings, quinceañeras. Mm-hmm. I go crazy. I'm pretty good. But as someone who's watching this right now who is not as confident, what's that one step they could get away with doing the whole night?
You're at the quinceañera.
Quinceañera, almost.
Music comes on. You know that you're not a strong dancer, but the music is just hitting you, and you just got to move. You got your little drink.
It's
punch because it's a quinceañera.
Got my drink.
Would it be punch or would it be?
It'd be tequila or beer, but we can go with punch.
Okay, it's fine. We'll go with punch for now.
Punch.
NBC. Anyway, so this right here, you see this? 1 foot to the other foot.
Okay.
See, the beauty of this dance is you don't get sweaty.
All right.
You don't spill your drink.
I'm getting sweaty now.
You're getting sweaty.
World of Dance Neon, when does it premiere?
World of Dance premieres May 29th, says the voice from the voice of God. That was God I was just speaking to.
Yes.
Yes, May 20th. It is on TV. Make sure you're there.
29th.
May 29th.
Chuy Martinez, Neo, my Dominican brother. It's always a pleasure. Peace.
Ask Wikipedia.
Welcome back. Well, Janet Jackson is a great boss, or an inappropriate one, I guess, depending on how you look at it. There was a recent interview that Jenna Dewan did. I don't know if you knew this, but Jenna Dewan, way back when, used to be one of Janet Jackson's backup dancers.
Oh, really?
She said that Janet Jackson was a very generous boss. She says, on Valentine's Day, mind you, I'm 19, on tour with Janet, I'm baby, baby, baby naive, and she gave me a box of, like vibrators, like a pleasure chest. We all got it, all the dancers, but still I was like, what is this? I was mind blown. But seriously, like you couldn't do that today. You couldn't give a coworker or you couldn't be in a boss position and give an underling sex toys.
Would anybody here be offended if I bought everybody dongs for Christmas? Anybody?
Hey, HR? Yeah.
Anybody? I got a friend who's writing a book about inappropriate gifts for Christmas. I'm just taking a survey.
You got to be really close to somebody to be able to get away with that.
And Jenna, being so baby, baby, baby naive, she actually chipped her tooth on one of them. She thought it was a toothbrush first. She's like, oh, those electric toothbrushes.
Where are the bristles,
it's
though?
One giant bristle toothbrush.
It's to fill a different cavity.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.